Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Tuesday, the 28th of January, 2014. Is it ever going to stop raining? Of course it is, but we have had an awful lot of rain here in Ireland over the last couple of days. Go figure, it's been raining in Ireland. I think that one of the online news journalism sites, the journal.ie, I think over the last couple of days they did an 11 different types or 11 different standards of wetness of rain in Ireland, and they were all very, very, very accurate. Soft day, thank God, great weather for ducks. Yeah, it's a bit damp out there, so of course I'm suffering from a little bit of cabin fever. Mind you, I haven't really gone anywhere today. Was coming down the stairs last night with an armful of washing and didn't notice that the two-year-old had put his cup on the stairs, slipped and clattered my arm off of the warm wall. It's okay. It's not broken. It's just very sore and bruised. So I'm taking it easy today. I actually have not booted up the computer today. That is a big occasion. Normally I'm at my desk and working by 7 a.m. every morning for an hour before I send the five-year-old off to school. This morning I didn't. I've been taking it very, very, very easy and lashing the arnica onto my arm to try and get the bruising to go down. I'm sure I will be back to my normal self tomorrow. So I'm pretty grateful that I have the slow cooker, because I had a slow cooker meal cooked yesterday. It's one I'm going to have to blog in future. I had intended on blogging it today, or at the very least taking the photos for it today, but it would have meant that I would have to make a flatbread again today, and my arm just isn't up to kneading today, so I've let it go by the wayside. Yesterday we had an amazing dinner. Homemade flatbreads spread with lashings of fresh hummus, and then there was slow cooker beef, I guess kind of Spanish flavourings with pimenton and garlic, and then that was sprinkled on top with roasted or baked chickpeas for texture, and some grated carrot and some sweet corn. Absolutely fantastic dinner. It's one I am definitely going to blog over the next while. Great flavour combinations. The hummus just really just sets the whole meal off. It just reminds me so much of time spent in the Middle East when I was younger. When I was 12, my father was working for the Irish Defence Forces at the time, and he was seconded over to UNIFIL, which is United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon. That had closed down actually for a couple of years, and it's back up and running. It was an observer mission over in the Lebanon, and Dad was working over there as part of his service in the Irish Defence Forces. He would have had to do a number of overseas missions. When I was very young, he would have done, I think, one or two. I definitely remember him doing one when I was four. I know Mum, when she listens to this, she'll send me a message and she'll say, oh no, he only did one when you were younger, and then he did 18 months in total when you were around 12. But he did do 18 months in total, in between, kind of, for me, the ages of 11 and 13, give or take. And we were lucky enough at the time, because he was stationed in UNIFIL's HQ in the southern end of Lebanon. Sorry, that bang is my two-year-old walking into the kitchen. Dad was stationed in Nakura, which is the UN HQ for the operations mission, or it was the UN HQ for the operations mission in the Lebanon. And it's so, so close to the border, it meant that we were able to stay in a small town called Nahariya, which is very, very close to the northern border in Israel. So we stayed there for a number of months when we were younger, and it was on the cusp for me of when I finished primary school and moved into secondary school, so between first level and second level education. And the time I spent there has shaped my palate. It has shaped the flavours that I cook with. It has left me with indelible memories of time spent. We were really, really lucky at the time. I mean, now I understand how privileged we were to live there for a number of months. We crossed the border. We had UN passports. Dad drove a UN car. We crossed the border between Israel and the Lebanon an awful, awful lot. We got to visit Nakura. We got to spend time in southern Lebanon, in and around Nakura. It was an experience that I will never, ever forget. And as a result, the flavors that I cook with in my home kitchen that I introduce the kids to, they are influenced heavily by the Middle East. And actually, as I was growing up, an awful lot of the flavours of the Middle East, we couldn't get them here in Ireland, even in Dublin. There wasn't a huge expat contingency of people from the Middle East in Dublin up until, I guess, about 10, 15 years ago. And since then, there has been an advent of Asian shops and Middle Eastern shops, and in particular, shops that are halal. So that has meant that I've been able to source an awful lot of the spices, the herbs, the ingredients that I would be used to having, that I would have got used to having when we were living in Israel. And that then has influenced my food, because I'm trying to recreate the food that I tasted when I was 12, and that has left such a mark on what I love to eat and what I love to introduce my family to. So yesterday, for example, we had hummus and roasted chickpeas, and hummus has always been a feature in our family celebrations ever since we got back from Israel. Dad has always made an effort to find chickpeas and tahini, and obviously it's very easy to get garlic and lemon juice here. So Dad has always made hummus for years, and our hummus is very different to what you can get in the shops, because we love, love, love the fresh, spiky lemon flavour. And it really does lend itself to fermenting a little bit in the fridge over a couple of days. Things like tabbouleh. Actually, there's recipes for both in my new book. But tabbouleh that you can buy or that you taste in restaurants over here in Ireland is heavy, absolutely full with Bulgar wheat. But the hummus that I, or the tabbouleh that I remember from when we were living in the Middle East is tabbouleh that has very, very little Bulgar wheat, but has lashings of flat leaf parsley and mint, finely shredded with white onion and fresh red tomato, even with the skin on. And again, that's something that's salted and left to ferment overnight before we add the lemon juice and the olive oil. I mean, I can't even begin to describe how much the time that I spent there has shaped what I produce here in my kitchen. And I think that it is just fantastic that we've had the influx of expats from the Middle East into Ireland, because it means that I can now get the ingredients and cook up the recipes that I've always wanted to. So over the next couple of days, I'll probably revisit another recipe from the Middle East here in the house, and maybe even cook with regular Irish ingredients and cook up with Middle Eastern flavours, because that's what we love. I mean, it's, you know, maybe it's a fusion of the two cultures. I don't know. But anyway, there you go. There's a little bit of food history that has shaped my palate and will shape my family's palate for many, many years to come. Whatever you're up to, have a great one. You'll find me on all good social networks as Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter, where you'll find me as @WholesomeIE.